points.
Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
Not true. I obey all traffic laws, whether I'm in a car, on foot, or on my bicycle. I have the law of man, and then the overall law that I really go by. Can I make it?
Yes. The law of physics.
Someday, Nate,
if the answer is yes, then I go for it. Unless I'm in the car, and then no, because that's dangerous.
Nate, someday you'll find that heart worth jaywalking for.
It's true. Coming up on the show this time, speaking of hearts, poor Khloe Kardashian. She's having a rough time. She's got the husband with the alleged drug problem, and Eminem called her bad things in a song.
Oh, Eminem.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's his shtick.
Yeah, well, it is. The difference between men, women, and success and how they feel about it in the other one. And what?
So the difference between men, women, and success?
Yes, how they perceive success in their partners.
Ah, okay.
I perceive it if my pie crust is light and flaky.
Mm.
You are a successful woman.
Yep.
It's true. We'll go back to Maine for small town news like we did on Wednesday.
Yay.
It's true.
Remember Wednesday?
Remember Wednesday? Remember the Wednesday show? The last show?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Is Rosh Hashanah still going on? How many days is Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah. But now we're into the days of awe because Yom Kippur is coming up. So start atoning and getting forgiveness, people, or else you're going to be smited.
It's 8 days altogether.
There is a difference between being smitten and smoted.
So okay. Does Yom Kippur come at the end of Rosh Hashanah? Like, is it the end of the period? Okay, got it.
It's like the difference in the beginning and end of my relationship. It starts with smitten and ends with smited. That's how it goes.
Okay.
What is it? Atone? You tone to man and then you tone to God?
So like, you were supposed to ask your fellow man
like steps
for
nine
forgiveness.
And 10.
I guess so.
When do you tone your abs? When does that come in?
Well, that's like all the rest of the year, I guess.
Okay.
And then, okay, the first rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says ow, you stop.
Okay.
I think it's if somebody says ow, you sue. That's not funny.
I think you want to tone your abs before Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur you fast for 25 hours and then you get better ab definition.
Oh, good call.
Okay. Sorry I'm late, darling. I was checking my stool for blood.
Yeah, and that's what happens at the end.
That's a gross one.
It is.
That is gross.
That's how Jews roll. We're gross people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not
true. Those were very bad times.
It's true.
God's grossest ones.
No. I choose you. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So
is that one of the plagues, blood in the stool?
Blood in the water, and then it goes into the... Yeah, I guess that happens. Blood in water.
Yeah, smoke on the water
butt
is one of the others.
Butt water. Bloody butt water.
Ew, this is the worst.
Happy
to start listening to this show, and I keep going, which is the show to start her on? Like, which is the show to send her? And I was like, maybe it'll be this one. And then we're like, bloody butt water. And I'm like, well, maybe not.
Oh.
You know what? And any show's fine to start on. Just
tell her to fast forward to, let's see, 3:17.
Yeah,
welcome, Becca's friend.
Start about 3 minutes in. I mean, if your friend is somebody who can roll with something that might be mildly offensive, then they're fine.
And if she can't, ditch
this
her.
Is not the show for her.
She's a C word.
No,
this is getting worse. Okay, next week I'll start it next week.
Tell her to start at 3:42.
I guess we never defined what that. Never mind. I'm not going to talk about it.
Hold on. Let's start again.
There we go. All right.
No, we're not going to start again. Just kidding. We're not going to do that.
I love the food kitchen we work in.
So the Bay Bridge is back open again. The new Bay Bridge, and you wanted to mention this, Christiana. They opened it on Monday night.
I think it's open now as we are taping on Monday.
Yeah,
I believe.
It is. Yes.
Reports I'm seeing on my phone. Although I do have a friend who works for Port of Oakland, and so he was at. They had a small ceremony, a small chain where apparently Gavin Newsom took a blowtorch to a chain and like broke it open, and there was the California poet laureate recited a poem.
Oh dear God.
And but it's not a big party. They were originally gonna have like a big
thing
and have
Gavin Newsom and the poet laureate don't mean it's a big party. Jesus.
I'm impressed that he had a blowtorch. I mean, it used to just be like a ribbon and some ceremonial scissors.
I know.
This is a big damn deal.
When he was running for office, he wouldn't even wear shoes in his ads. It's true.
Okay,
every Gavin Newsom ad, he was on a beach in an untucked shirt with no shoes on.
Joe Gavin.
Laid back.
It's true.
So, but it just makes me sad because they've been building this forever and it's it's been the sack. I don't know what the sack B is going to punch at now that it's open. They'll find some. So they'll find some other public records they need to go after.
Right.
But it just, you know, the arena. I know, like, boondoggle, whatever, and they spent so much money, but it's this big, beautiful thing. It is safer than the old bridge. It's right. not going to fall down. And it didn't get its party. Like, it should have had a big party. Even the governor went to his wife's family reunion in Michigan or Minnesota or something, and he's not...
One of those
even,
M states.
He couldn't even be here. Like, he's just... He tweeted, like, once last week, and he's... I don't even think he said... I don't even... Sutter didn't go. So, which is his corgi. Yeah, it just makes me sad because it's such a big thing, and like they still built it, even if it had all these problems. It's a big new bridge. We don't have big infrastructure projects very often.
No,
and it should have had. It should have been. You know,
what's weird to me is they're still trying to figure out who to name it after. Because like we're gonna name it after the former mayor. No, he's controversial. Why are they waiting until now to figure out who to name it after?
I don't know. I think it's just talking. I think some people are just talking about it should have a different name, but I don't think that.
Why don't we just call it the Bay Bridge and be done with it?
Eastern span of the Bay Bridge.
Or ooh, here's catchy. Here's what we should have done. We should have sold sponsorships.
Oh.
Like they do with arenas, so yeah. it could be like it could be the Yahoo Bridge.
You're like the Apple Maps Bridge, and it wouldn't even appear in
right.
the app.
I see what you did there.
We're floating over the bay.
The
IMAPS.
There was a great BuzzFeed feature last week, which was somebody had noticed that there were all these like Instagrams and tweets of people who were like, "Can't believe this is the last day. Last time driving over the bridge. So yeah. sad. I'm going to miss it." And they were driving over the Western Span.
No.
Like the part that goes between Yerba Buena and San Francisco, which is not going anywhere.
Nope.
It is fine.
It's staying.
It's still there. And I just want to know, I just want to like reach out to those people and be like, did you look to either side of you and notice that there's no other bridge being built there? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Very high-tech bridge.
Teleport.
So it'll be fun to watch the other bridge get come down like a little erector yeah, and
that's,
set, though.
That's going to be over the course of years, too. That's actually going to take as long to, as it
no,
did to build it.
No, no.
Make
it's going
it
to take
a lot less.
It's going to take about 18 months, 18 to 24
that's
months.
Still a lot of time. I say knock it into the bay. Just be done with it.
No, that metal is worth a lot of money.
That's true.
They
we
will
need
take it down.
Sell it for
piece
scrap.
Piece by piece, and they have to control it, make sure shit doesn't fall down that's, and like knock a sea line unconscious.
You know what they should do? They should take it and build the new Sacramento Arena out of it.
There we go.
There we go. The other thing in terms of like government stuff that I saw is our state legislators, some of the legislators are stepping up to try and prevent the silly anti-arena groups from delaying us hitting the deadline, us being the city of Sacramento,
yeah.
with the NBA, because there are deadlines built in with this whole arena project that the NBA put in place that we have to hit in order for the Kings to actually stay here. And this whole anti-arena push that was funded by Chris Hansen, whether he meant to or not, or it was a mistake or
yeah,
not,
right.
or whether the stop hippies were, in bed with Chris Hansen, who knows, who cares?
Oh, I'm sure they started as a couple of guys with a dream. But...
Right. Yeah. So, bottom line is the arena is good for Sacramento for a number of reasons. Whether you put taking the Kings out of the equation, the Sacramento Convention Center is not a suitable gathering place for any large gathering. A new arena downtown like that in Sacramento could host something like a national convention, like the DNC or the RNC or something like that. Not to mention the fact that concerts don't come to Sacramento anymore. Big acts don't come here because there's no good, viable place to play that sounds halfway decent. There's a lot of things beyond the Kings, you effing morons, that Whoa. Building a new arena will mean for downtown Sacramento. It's kind of a big deal.
I think that's true, but I think it's really I don't know what everyone thinks, like no development, but the funding aspect and how much city funding goes toward it. And
well, what they're doing is they're betting parking revenues.
They're betting it's going to work.
Well, they're betting parking revenues against tax revenues that will come in once the arena is built. And you know what? I think that's a reasonably safe bet given all the options that are out there. And the city is going to own the arena, too. When this is all said and done, it's not going to be, you know, Vivek Ranadive is not going to be the one who owns the arena. It's going to be the city of Sacramento and the people of Sacramento. So all of these other events that come into the arena, aside from Kings games, and we'll even get revenue from Kings games, of course, that's all city revenue, too. So it's a reasonably safe bet to go, we're going to do this in order to get this. Because if you never do it that way, you're never going to grow. And the whole argument of fund schools, not millionaires. That's just completely bullshit.
What do you have against schools?
I have nothing against schools. It's a different line of the budget.
It's a different funding.
I'm just kidding.
It's a completely different thing. So it's a false equivalency that people are putting out there because they don't know what they're talking about. And I'm really sick and tired of people who don't know shit about anything putting it out there and going, oh, no, it's this and this. And people actually giving credence to it because there's no credence to what you're saying. None. Zero, zip, zilch. If you want to report it, go ahead and report it and go, oh, by the way, this is bullshit. There's nothing good. There's nothing valid about their point. Nothing. Well, but that doesn't happen.
I read an article sometime this weekend in the Bee that was they were talking to a scholar who has analyzed these arena projects in cities around America. And he actually said that most of the time these projects are not a good deal for the city and that they don't really bring money to the city, but that the places where it works tend to be a place that has a city that only has one major sports team because mm-hmm. everyone is so loyal to that sports team and it becomes such a big deal that they actually do fill the seats on a regular basis and they do fill those parking spaces and it works. So Sacramento is actually one of the towns that could prove the exception to the rule because we're a one team town.
And that's where I will rant at the Sacramentans and be like, you better fucking put your money down. Mm-hmm. Those people wanted to see the team stay. Yeah, I don't care if they won or lost. That team was largely abandoned by everybody until like every time it was about to be their last game in town, right. Then it would sell out.
Yeah, that's true.
Bullshit.
But in Kansas City, where they built an arena without a team in hopes of attracting one, which would be the next option had the Kings left, that arena makes money for that area. It's revitalized the section of downtown Kansas City, which already has a baseball team and a football team.
On the Missouri side or Kansas side?
It's on the Missouri side. Mm. It's in downtown Kansas City. And what they do is they book in college basketball all the time and concerts and events. It's busy like 250 plus dates a year without a full-time tenant. So it's a bigger deal than just, oh, the Kings are going to play 41 games there and then what? I mean, come on, people.
And then Lady Gaga. No, I don't know. I don't know what
it could
happen.
Be Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, that's how you're going to get her here. And Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus and any other big musical act that you might want to see. Because they're not coming to Sacramento.
Fantastic 2017.
Twerk it.
Woo!
Twerk it, girl.
Speaking of Miley Cyrus,
we must.
And here's why. I watched the Blurred Lines video for the first time. I'd never seen the video. The uncensored.
You haven't? It's like it's boobs ridiculous. Everywhere. I'm surprised you haven't watched it long ago.
You have a very low opinion of me.
I do not. I know you're a fan of boobs. Are you going to deny that?
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't watched the video. But my friends who watched the video didn't notice this at the time.
The boobs.
And I wouldn't have noticed it had I not seen the whole thing with the VMA. The foam finger shows up in the Robin Thick Blurred Lines video.
I didn't know.
That's where it came from. That's where it came from. The busty brunette had the foam finger in that video. She didn't do as many things as Miley Cyrus did, but they were dressed in flesh-colored thongs, sort of like Miley was. And the other part of that whole performance with the stuffed animals, that's Miley's video.
Yeah, I knew that was Miley's video.
So everything that you saw on stage at the VMAs was really
it was coming.
Yeah, if you were paying attention, you knew it was coming because these are just things that were pulled from their videos. Now, no one grinded on Robin Thicke in that video the way Miley did, but there were the tasteful balloon spelling out of Robin Thicke has a big dick. That they went to that shot a couple of times.
And Miley kept her top on, which is more than happened in the video.
The uncensored video, yes. Yeah, it was just three topless girls dancing around. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I hadn't seen it yet because people had talked about it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I watched it. I'm like, foam finger! That was my reaction as I'm watching. I'm like, boob, nice boob. Yeah, okay, good. Nice butt, okay. Foam finger, that's where it came from.
Aha!
I felt like I discovered America.
Mystery solved.
I knew what Columbus felt like when he discovered America, except I didn't enslave anyone. sorry. Why am I apologizing
for not enslaving anyone? No, yeah. Congratulations. That's a good choice.
Maybe this weekend. We'll see how it goes.
Ooh, wink.
There you go. So this past weekend was Labor Day weekend, and I went to the big event in Old Sacramento, Gold Rush Days.
Yeah.
Never been.
I've never been either.
Am I missing anything?
You are, and I think especially with a little kid, I think she would find a lot of kind of cool stuff there.
All right.
Because they've got a lot of events. So the things that I saw were they fired a cannon.
That's always fun.
Although, but the person I went with was like, is there going to be, like, I go, they're not actually firing a cannonball. There's no cannonball being
that
fired.
That would make it cooler.
It would. It would, but they would have taken out.
Look out, Delta King.
It would have taken, the way they were set up, it would have taken out the tent that had the fake hobby horses, you know, the stick with the horse head on it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have taken
carnage.
That out. Yeah. Although when people walked across the grass, they were like, fire, target downrange. And then they stopped everything, even though it was just like a powder thing. But
they do that if you go to Sutter's Fort, they do.
Yeah.
They set out the cannon and they make sure nobody's in the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case.
I used to attend a church right across the street from Sutter's Fort, and you'd be like in services, and they'd be like, kaboom!
That's God.
God is very angry with her. Yeah. So they saw that, and then you wandered through like this. They did Front Street, the part of Front Street that's in the state park.
Yeah.
Sort of like an old West town. So this little tent with like a phrenologist and another one with the surgeon and
did you get your head bumps red?
I did not.
Ah.
I didn't go in for any of that hokum because I know better. And I finally went inside the Eagle Theater, which,
oh, it's cute, right?
You know,
old
it's
school.
It's much bigger than I was expecting it to be. I saw, because
like
you look from the outside and it looks kind of small. You're like, oh, that's kind of small and cute. You know, 20 people would fit in there. No, you can probably see it about 100 or more people in there. I was very impressed with that. The show that was going on, not so much. It was just people dancing around. Kind of boring.
In the old tiny gold.
Yeah, everybody was dressed up. And it was hot, too. So people, I do not envy the way they were dressed because they were dressed in period garb. Menstruation joke, not intended.
Oh.
So was that, then saw the Pony Express demonstration, which was probably the coolest thing for me to see, because what they did was a relay up and down J Street in Old Sacramento, and they had riders at either end of J Street, and they put dirt on the streets in Old Sacramento for this. So you've got horses going at full gallop down J Street, and the rider would get off, just like they did with the Pony Express, take the saddlebags with the mail off of one horse, put them onto the next rider's horse, and they went back and forth like that. So that was kind of cool.
Nice.
Just the action of that. So, and there were little kids out everywhere, and they were really enjoying it. And then the last thing I saw was on K Street, they had, I forget exactly what it's called, it's like the Fire Brigade and Brothel. Brothel and Fire Brigade. And
well, you gotta do something in that downtime when there's no fires.
So, oh no, there was a fire. They staged a fire.
Awesome.
You know the costume shop, Evangeline's costume shop?
I love that place.
So
that is the only reason to go to Old Sax for some concern is to go to Evangeline.
It's pretty great.
And free candy.
Unless you want candy.
Right. So, happy for everyone.
So what they did was they essentially, the upstairs above Evangeline's, there's a second floor where you're on top of it and you overlook the street, and that was the House of Ill Repute.
Ooh.
So you had the prudent women who were down on the street saying, get them out of here, blah, blah. And for some reason, they all had Irish accents. I don't know why. I think that's old-timey to people.
They're Catholic.
But that was the whole thing. And there were the women with that. And then you had the women who were dressed like whores up on the balcony and, you know, in the corsets and the boobs popping out the top. And I posted many pictures of the whores on Facebook.
Yep. All labeled whores.
Well, that's what they were. They were playing the part of whores. And I was giving them credit for what it was. And so they staged the whole thing where it was that. And then a quote unquote fire breaks out. So the smoke bomb up on the top level on the balcony there. And the fire brigade comes with the horses and the whole thing. And it was just this big playlet, and it was really well done and involved including like bringing people down the ladder off the outside, which I'm like, they did a comedic take on that that was not without risk, because you are going down 20 feet on an old rickety wooden ladder where you have someone above you and you're coming down. So it was interesting. I applaud the people that are doing it because it's not easy. I mean, we've all been in shows. And we do a scene that we're in for, you know, maybe 5 minutes, and then we're out, we're in the back line, we're doing whatever. These people are doing this all day out in the heat. And even Monday morning, I went for a bike ride, and I went through Old Sacramento, And the guys who were playing the 2nd California Cavalry parts, they were literally sleeping in tents.
Oh, wow.
In old Sacramento. They're in for the weekend.
Nice.
So it is kind of a cool event. I would say, especially like if I had little kids, I would totally bring them to that. You know, maybe the prostitute thing was a little much, but all the other stuff was really kind of cool for little kids, and you could buy them like sheriff's badges and all sorts of other stuff. So nice job to the people who do Gold Rush Days, because I think for something that it is a little hokey, to be honest, it is, but it's kind of a cool thing.
Hokey can be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think for a family, it would be kind of fun. And I can appreciate the effort that went into it and what they were doing and the skills, you know, both the actors and the reenactors and like the Pony Express people, they're horses, full gallop. I mean, just really kind of cool to see. So that was that. But when I walked over there, I discovered something that I hadn't realized was going on. The SAC Anime Fest.
Oh, yeah.
At the aforementioned...
It was a big one, that, Chalk It Up.
Oh, yeah, we went to Chalk It Up.
At the aforementioned Sacramento Convention Center. So I was walking over there. I'm walking down J Street, modern J Street, and I get over there, and I have to negotiate my way through a sidewalk packed with costumed nerds. I would have given my kingdom for a scepter to separate the nerds.
Oh, come on. Anime girls, they're probably pretty hot.
Some of them, but here was the difference. There were some people were dressed. I saw people dressed like Captain Jack Sparrow,
okay,
with full long black coat, and other people that were essentially just wearing bra and panties,
like Miley Cyrus.
Sort of.
No, that's anime, I guess.
Well, I know nothing of anime other than Captain Jack Sparrow is not anime.
That's true.
But so apparently you could dress up as anything you wanted and just show up for this. So
yeah,
it was just basically a big
costume party.
Nerd geek costume party, and everybody seemed to have fun. But to try and get through the sidewalk in front of there was like, because I'm literally the only one not in costume. Me and like the people that are working the doors and like the taxi stand people, everybody else. And I went through, and it was right around a lunch break time, so people were filing out and going. And I'm walking down J Street, and they've got some restaurants there, and I look in, and there are people in the full anime costumes having lunch, and I'm like,
that's fun. Unless you don't like that sort of thing.
That but sounds really fun.
It was an interesting visual, is all I'm going to say.
Nice.
To see that. So,
geek power.
Lots of stuff going on in Sacramento this weekend.
That's true.
Ted, we have to figure out where we're going to be for Halloween. That just reminded me.
Okay. Well, I'll be an old-timey prostitute.
Okay.
Nate's inspired me.
There you go.
I have a red feather boa. I think that's pretty much the only thing it's good for.
You could be a member of a fire brigade.
Dina Montes would just be like, ooh, wear red lipstick.
And a smile.
Ooh,
keep the mystery.
Else. Done.
We'll see.
Ted and Becca, you guys are going to be gone next week.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on Friday, we are on a plane to New York City, or we have landed in New York City.
Yeah, it depends on what time you're listening to the podcast.
That's not really that important. So what's I know you're going. I know, Becca, you're going for a schooling, spiritual sort of.
I am. I'm entering seminary, and it's a 2-year program. And my first day of school is this week. First day of school in a long time. It's been a long time since I've been to college or any such thing like this. So I went and bought my school supplies, and I'm flying out to New York City to go to school, meet my dean, go to classes, and Ted's gonna walk me to school. He's flying out there to walk me to school,
and maybe see some people and see a show and have fun in New York, but mostly to walk back to school.
So what is your plan in New York, Ted? What's your big thing to do other than hang out with Becca and support her?
There's a few people, some friends I have out there, so I'm gonna hopefully spend some time with them, and we're gonna see a Broadway show depending on what we can find tickets for, and I don't know, just drinking. I love New York. I'm just gonna do as much fun
just
stuff
drinking
as I can. Drink in the culture of New York.
Oh, drink in the culture. I thought he was just going to go
and
get hammered.
The booze, yeah.
I'm really excited about vegan food, honestly, because there's vegan food on a whole other level in New York. And I'm really
food.
Excited to see my comedy friend Bailey, who moved there a couple months
Yay!
Ago and haven't seen her in all this time. So I'm really excited
LB
to see
East.
Her. Yes. And then Yeah, and then school hopefully will be exciting. I'm a little nervous. I'm in that point where I'm like, what are they going to ask of me? What if it's too hard? What if I don't make any friends? What if I don't understand the assignment? Like, kind of the same way I probably felt starting, like, junior high or something. I kind of have that going on right now.
It's seminary school, so you'd think at least the people would be understanding.
That's true, right? They're not going to be mean.
Yeah, they're not going to be, you're not pious enough. Look at her. She doesn't look pious or holy at all. So where in New York is it? Is it going to be in Manhattan?
In Manhattan. It's an interfaith seminary in Manhattan, and it's actually very close to Times Square when I looked at it on the map. So we're actually, our first night, we're staying in a hotel that's like near Times Square, and then I can just walk straight there. So that's nice. The rest of the time we're staying in Brooklyn. Like a Beastie Boy.
We're totally like Beastie Boys.
Nice. So yeah, go Trump Tower, not far from Times Square. You have to see it in person.
Classy.
It's so gaudy.
I will take a walk there.
It is worth the walk up because it's between sort of Times Square and Central Park.
Okay.
So it's up in that neighborhood. It's something. But at any point are you thinking of going to the Today Show and holding up signs outside?
No, I'm not thinking
that hadn't occurred to me.
I still wish I was in New York once and I was staying in Times Square and I realized, I was like, oh, I'm actually on a couple blocks from where this is going on. And I've watched the Today Show pretty much like every morning of my entire life.
Right.
But it was kind of rainy and I was like,
it was too much of a bother.
Just stayed
inside. I'm in New York, but it's
I walked past it, like, and at the time I think it was Adina and DeLuca that was still there, and so I got coffee there and it felt very cool.
Is it on every day, the Today Show?
Yes.
So I could come on Saturday morning after I walk you to school.
Ooh, and you could hold up a sign that says Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Awesome. How do you, are there any tips for like how you really get on camera?
No. You just have to be up in the front. And basically, if you wear like a t-shirt with a message on it, like, I'm supporting my girlfriend in seminary school.
Oh.
Someone might talk to you, but...
Okay.
I mean,
if
just...
you can have a cute baby. Like, just borrow someone. Just, like, take someone's baby.
Okay. Are you offering tea?
No, she's not even little enough anymore. You really got to go for, like, a...
She is cute, though.
Cherubic infant.
That's
she
true.
Is cute.
She still
Thank
does have
you.
The... She has the cheeks.
You could take her for a weekend. That's fine. Go for it.
Yeah, but they're going for, like, a week.
Well, whatever.
That's fine, too.
Oh.
No problem.
We'll see.
So, anyway, we'll have fun.
Thanks.
Have fun.
Thank you.
We'll have the Pettigrews sitting in for you next week.
Yes, because we won't be back until later in the week. But we'll have stories to tell.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of stories there. So
I'm going to get a Knish. That's my plan.
You should be able to find some food of your people. And plenty of your people.
And of my people.
I think of everybody's people.
Everybody's people.
That's
I know.
The whole point of New York.
Yeah.
I think we can find vegan kosher food if we look hard.
Vegan kosher Irish German food.
Yeah.
That's everything there.
Yeah. That's the best.
And
I'm so excited.
And you can get it on a card at 4 a.m.
That's what I like about New York, the midnight knishes.
It never closes.
I'm going to eat my way through this whole weekend. I can just see myself like sitting in class and just like, just like snacks coming out of my bag the whole time. Like, too busy to take notes, just eating.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll it calms it. The nerves and,
feeds
you
the
know.
Stomach.
Exactly.
Okay. Excellent. So we'll get our order in for you for, like, touristy stuff we want.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
There you go. I love New York.
Now, despite racking up a reported seven-figure settlement for her skin flick, Farrah superstar backdoor teen mom, Farrah Abraham has... turned to her fans to keep up her lavish lifestyle. The 22-year-old reality TV actress turned porn star compiled an Amazon wish list in August, bidding for fans to buy her gifts at a hefty fee. That's according to E! News. From a $100 toaster to a $900 dress and nearly $1,300 dining table, the reality star's list amounts to approximately $11,000 worth of goodies. Now, let me just say this. Please, first, go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then go ahead and buy Farrah Abraham everything she wants. And buy one for you, too. Treat yourself. She says, I love clothes, accessories, dresses, heels, kitchen, cookware, and
anal.
Who knows? Oh. She does. It's true. And who knows some other cool home stuff to decorate? You can buy butt plugs on Amazon.
Hey.
Someone actually did that. I saw the report, and it was like, red butt plug, and I'm like, well done.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. It was Eric in Portland, who I'm not sure if he still listens to the show, but was a big part of the show when Larry was still on.
Oh, no.
She continues. She has a four-year-old daughter. She says, as always, I think about my daughter, too, when I see something she's got to have. That's a must as well. She added, thank you for brightening my day and giving me a gift that counts. Will always be memorable. Hugs and love. Farrah Abraham.
Can you buy Stable Mom on Amazon? Nah.
No, but you can probably buy Prozac.
Okay.
Or something like that. Something else that would be quite memorable is Abraham landing a role on the long-running soap opera Days of Our Lives. According to Radar Online, she submitted an audition tapes hoping to land a lead character on the daytime drama. But she reportedly ended up with a gig playing a hooker for the show. Typecasting.
Oh dear.
Quote, Farrah initially wanted one of the lead roles, but clearly she's not a seasoned actress. That's what an insider said. So she auditioned for the role of a hooker named Destiny.
Oh, and it was her destiny.
However, Days, and they're just reported to Days, told 2fab.com the report is not true. Still, the Radar source says cast members were up in arms at the mere thought of including Farrah superstar, backdoor, and team mom in their ensemble. Yeah, you wouldn't want to bring down the good name of Days of Our Lives with backdoor teen mom.
It's like the only surviving soap still on.
I know they're
broadcast
all.
Broadcast TV.
Yeah.
It is kind of
it's,
the big name.
It's the last one.
Is
last
General one? Hospital gone?
Yep.
Where have I been? Oh,
they're
not carrying us right.
All My Children and One Life to Live are now like Hulu. Like they're
gone
online
off. They're gone off networks.
Oh, no.
Makes me kind of sad. I used to get so into that when I was... like in elementary school, you know, during the summer, I'd come home and they make it so you watch an episode and you're like, wait, what does happen? So then I'd watch my stories all summer with my mom and my grandma.
Aww.
I go back to school and...
why?
Stereotypical female bonding.
If she's making seven figures on her porn flick, why?
Well, just the once. I mean, that's it. And then, you know, your taxes takes like half of that. And she's still got to support a four-year-old daughter. And Christiana will tell you that's not free. I mean, come on.
Well, it doesn't really have to be much more than free. I mean, honestly, you could do it pretty inexpensively.
Well, yeah.
Kids don't need much, do they?
Well, she likes cooking.
I don't know. Right.
Again, if you're going to buy stuff for NateDarlingShow.com,
or
click the shop
for Christiana.
Amazon tab.
Yeah, buy stuff for me.
Buy stuff for yourself.
I never got a seven-figure porn payment, so...
yet.
I need stuff more. Someday.
Yeah.
Dream big.
Yeah,
I did. I shared my porn star thinks I'm cute story right on the show, so
yeah,
it could happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, MILF porn is a thing, so you never know.
Or lawyer ILF porn.
LILF?
I don't know.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's
very weird.
I don't know. It's
Let's
different.
Start a different topic.
Yeah, the feds are trying to prevent a shotgun wedding between convicted Gambino gangster and his mob wife's girlfriend before he goes off to serve a 15-year sentence for cocaine trafficking.
I wish this was about Childish Gambino.
Sadly, no. Reported mob soldier Joseph Schiaffani is seeking a furlough from New York's Metropolitan Detention Center to visit his 73-year-old father, Augustus, who is ill with liver cancer. But federal prosecutors oppose the home visit because they suspect that he and his fiance Ramona Rizzo are plotting to get hitched to benefit the reality TV show's storyline. Recent episodes center around whether he will be released from custody for a short period of time so he can attend his wedding. That's according to U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Alon Lifshitz and Robert Polimini. They wrote that in documents filed in Brooklyn, New York federal court. Rizzo emphasizes that the wedding plans need to be flexible because if the defendant were to be released from custody, he would only be given 48 hours of notice of his release. As a result, she and the defendant are planning a, quote, shotgun wedding that needs to come together within a short period of time. As I've watched Mob Wives, that is absolutely her whole thing on the show. She's planning a wedding because she wants to get married, but she's like, oh, no, if we're going to have it, it has to be like, boom, when it's going to happen, it has to go down like right away.
Question, why don't they just get married in prison? That is an option, it says on there, but they didn't pursue it.
Well, it's for the show because you wouldn't be able to film the wedding for the show in prison.
Can't they do a crossover episode with, like, this season on a very special Locked Up?
Well, I don't think VH1 and the Locked Up network... MSNBC. No. It's problems for the Mob Wives. And she's not even a mob wife. She's just on the show.
Mob fiance.
Yeah, mob fiance. Yeah. This couple, not in the mob, but this is from South Carolina, where North Charleston police say they arrested a couple last Wednesday after they were caught having sexual intercourse inside a display shed at the Home Depot.
Wow.
Those sheds always do look like they should be display like fun playhouses, shed. Though.
No, they apparently are. Sean Bowden, who's 31, was charged with indecent exposure and congregation for unlawful purpose. Emily Craig, who's 20, was charged with providing false information to police and congregation for unlawful purpose. According
What's
to
congregation for lawful purpose?
Together for
yeah, just sort of
reasons.
Hanging out and going, hey, how you doing?
Purchasing a shed from Home Depot.
Mm. Congress of the shed.
According to an incident report, police were called to the Home Depot at around 8:30 a.m.
Wow, it's early.
It is, after two suspects were spotted entering a display shed and closing the door behind them. Officers say they arrived to find both suspects in the shed.
Hey, here's fun.
And
before we hit the paint department.
And it was apparent that they were having sex. Police say Craig was partially clothed with the top of her dress untied and hanging at her waist, and the male was not wearing a shirt, and his pants were down to his knees, exposing his penis.
Was he wearing underwear?
It does not say.
His penis, I think, would have been somewhere else if they were doing it.
Well, maybe it was in route.
Okay.
Craig initially provided police with a fake name and date of birth, but a real identity was later discovered.
That's not a good idea, is it?
Yeah, they were both booked at the Charleston County Detention Center.
All right, here's the thing.
Yes.
You, in the show earlier this week,
yes.
You freaked out on the Maine police
yes.
for arresting kids
mm-hmm.
for drinking.
Yep.
I was thinking
in
the same
case,
thing.
Hey, douchebag at Home Depot people. You usually bang and be like, I don't know what you're doing. Get out of here. You can never come back to this Home Depot again. Don't call the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, to go to prison.
I know.
Come on.
I was thinking of the number of times, and
do
I'm
they
sure.
Have to, like, are they like sex offenders now?
Probably. You could be, yeah.
Or, yeah, you could be. If it was anywhere that
was excessive.
I don't know. Well, it depends. If it was in view of children, I think is where that sort of falls.
Well, the door was shut. But I was thinking of the number of times that Mel would tell stories about how she had to break up couples as a police officer. And I think it almost always was just kind of like, all right, come on, guys.
Nah.
Yeah. Like, get on out of here. Yeah. It just seems like if you're not doing this repeatedly or whatever, like just
move it along.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
Well, she was issued a $75,000 surety bond and was ordered to report to her probation officer within 24 hours of release.
She's on probation, maybe that's...
As of last Friday morning, she remained behind bars.
I mean, that might have exacerbated it. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But yeah, hey, Home Depot people, pound on the shit. You know what? Pull out a hose and turn it on them. Like,
or just
like,
a forklift. Just pick up the shit and like move it to the right.
Yeah, but
I have this I have this image of like a Titanic style hand like slapping up against the window, just sliding down. That's something new.
Yeah, but seriously, yeah, go get a garden hose and just turn it on them and then go, hey, you kids, get out of there.
Throw a rose bush inside some paint. I mean, there's literally like an entire store of fun stuff you could do to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like put some plywood over it, nail the door shut.
Merry pranksters at
Home
Depot.
Put the big like painting lights up and just. We see you.
Get the bullhorn. Like, now we're going to start our shed decorating workshop. Everybody gather around. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I agree completely. They should have found a better way to deal with that. There was no need to call the cops on that. But
maybe they were belligerent about who knows.
Well,
we're going to do it. And then we're going to do it in the fiberglass one. And then we're going to do it in the...
My guess is it probably went something like this. There's people having sex out in the shed and I get paid $9 an hour and I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. Or customers, because it's Home Depot.
Right, I don't want to deal with customers. There's customers in the shed, and I don't want to deal with them. Man, whatever.
They might ask me where something is.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, call the police.
Yeah, because if they ask me where something is, I have to find that old guy who used to work in a hardware store.
Yeah, just the one guy.
one guy
who knows where stuff is, who's like, Jesus Christ, these kids can't learn what anything is. And then welcome to Home Depot.
My favorite. If you're a contractor, it's fine, but otherwise.
Yeah.
The worst.
This story blew my mind. It's from Arizona. Some say there's no way to throw off a well-trained tracking dog. Others point to wading into streams using pepper spray. Whatever your preferred method of evading capture by police, we could all learn a lesson from the arrest of Raymond Collier, who tried to throw off a dog that wasn't there.
It seems
that Raymond Collier, who's 20, was trespassing for 2 days in a row at a condo complex in Mesa, Arizona. The manager called police and the condo owner, who confirmed that the unit should not have been occupied. The police used the owner's key to gain entry, where they found a naked Collier covered in pesticide, presumably hiding. According to the police report, quote, he was covered in off-bug spray and was completely naked. He also appeared to have covered himself with Raid.
Oh, that's so bad, dude.
Later, he stated that he did this to throw off the PD canine so the dog would not smell him.
Ah.
Which would be good thinking, except for the fact that there was no police dog. And according to the probable cause statement, drugs may have been a factor.
Yeah.
He was arrested for criminal trespassing and taken to the Maricopa County Jail.
That would have been a good that happened story.
Yeah, it may be. We do. That's coming up in a few weeks. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Dried rabbit blood.
Yeah.
I read a book once about it. It was like a little girl during the Holocaust in Amsterdam, or she was somewhere, and her mom gave her like a basket and was like, you have to carry this to auntie's house. Don't do anything. But then the whole point was like she was supposed to get intercepted by the Nazis or something. Maybe it wasn't Amsterdam. And then the dogs were supposed to smell her basket, and it just had a bunch of like handkerchiefs, but it had like dried rabbit's blood, which made their noses not work, and then they could smuggle out people on a boat. It was a very heroic
story. That sounds
story.
Very complicated.
It does. That's not how I remember
it. Shit was hard in World War II, you guys.
That's not how I remember The Diary of Anne Frank at all.
That's the only girl.
Well, she was in Amsterdam.
She was the only girl who died in the Holocaust.
Oh, wait. No, that little girl in red from that Steven Seagal film was also on the list. So. She was in it.
He totally stole that from War and Remembrance.
Why have we've been conflating Steven Spielberg and Steven Seagal for the last two shows?
Did you not catch up on that one episode that one time?
That's right. You weren't here for that. It was when you were away. I was making a point about. Yeah, and it was about how Switzerland sucked because they supported Nazis, and then you mentioned something about how. Jaws ruined sharks. And so I decided to go, and my brain was going, Steven Spielberg, Steven Spielberg, Steven Spielberg. My mouth was saying Steven Seagal, Steven Seagal, Steven Seagal. So I'm making all these.
And it took us like a beat and a half, and then Nick's like, wait, it's not Steven Seagal. And then for some reason, I think I had a long day at work and maybe been drinking before I came to the show.
That was it.
But we just lost our shit for a good like 5 minutes.
All of us.
And I continued to lose my shit repeatedly throughout the show.
I'm sorry to make you all recap that.
No, that's fine. To anybody late to the show, go back and listen to that one.
It's
titled Steven Seagal, and it's the only time in over 2 years of doing this show that every single person on the show completely lost. Yeah, we couldn't talk. We were all laughing. Because
funny.
I'm making this impassioned thing, and I'm making this long route around to a point where Switzerland is better than Steve, and my brain's going Spielberg, but I'm saying Seagal, and I'm making all these Schindler's List references.
Okay. And Christian's like, wait, what?
We were like, was he in that? I don't understand.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, Vin Diesel was in Saving Private Ryan, so you never know.
Not? Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where that comes
from. We have a serious side.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. Everybody should have one.
Darling Show.
Tool. Whoa. All right, first up in Cooler Tool, not letting a mob wife become an actual wife. Ted, what say you?
That's not cool. That's Tool. Let her get married. There's love there, I'm pretty sure.
Becca?
She can get married in prison. Nobody's stopping her from getting married.
Christiana?
See, this is why we shouldn't let the gays get married, because it would impinge on the sanctity of opposite sex marriage. Tool.
Yeah. It's... You know, I think it's cool that they're being like, hey, man, you can't do this. You're going to get married in prison? Go ahead and get married in prison. But we're not going to let you do it and show up on TV doing it. Because, by the way, you're going to jail for 15 years for cocaine trafficking because you're in the mob, you dirty criminal. But still, mob wives, entertaining.
Mobs need love. Mm-hmm. Mobs need love. That's something. All right.
Up next in Cooler Tool, getting some in a shack. Christiana.
Cool, and most, I mean, you know, use your best judgment, but sure.
Ted?
Yeah, get it in a shack, get it in a cabin, not in a porta potty, but otherwise, yeah, why not?
Becca,
cool.
Becca, what say you?
Yeah, cool. Watch out at the crab shack, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do that. It's one of those things. I will say, you know, you got to be careful. When you're looking to do something in a shack of any sort,
yeah,
definitely need a shack.
Because
up.
if you're gonna be having sex, there's one place you want to go.
Make sure you get your tetanus booster though, because the tin roof is rusted.
It is rusted.
It is true. Yeah, cool. Go ahead and get somewhere where you can get it, as long as you're consenting adults. And if you don't like it around them, turn a hose on them. You got a hose. It's Home Depot, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but nobody knows where it is.
what's a hose?
Fair point. And finally, in Cooler Tool, bug spray. Ted.
Oh, my goodness. I'm probably sure it's toxic and horrible. I'm confused about this one. I'll say Tool.
Becca?
I think unless you're in like a seriously malarial country, in general, Tulle, it's overkill.
Christiana?
I don't know. I'm not exaggerating. I have 10 bug bites on my legs right now from cleaning my garage the other night with the doors open. And the citronella candle is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So
yeah.
I'm going to say cool because I would have liked to have used some maybe. Please. I itch a lot right now. It hurts.
It's cool when used for its intended purpose, but Tulle when you're trying to evade police by throwing them off your scent.
Ah.
He deet it.
He did.
Ah.
He did.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on. By the way, Monday I was in Vacaville at the Premium Outlets, and there are two things that I noticed there. One, we've been invaded by the Chinese, and two,
and their tax dollars keep it coming.
And two, it's still the 90s there. If you listen to the music that's playing, because absolutely no music from any, it's all from like 1993 to 98.
Slightly irregular 90s tunes.
That's, you know, okay to me.
Yeah, it's really not.
Wait, what year is this song from?
Oh, it's from the 80s.
Okay, never mind. 80s was cool. 90s.
Yeah, I just wanted to listen to more Love Shack.
Love Shack, baby.
Okay.
Love Shack. That's
so we promised earlier in the show to talk about the difference between success and how men and women feel when their partners have it. Ladies, men aren't as happy when you succeed, but they will not admit it, according to a new study. Research shows straight men's self-esteem drops following a romantic partner's success, while women's self-esteem remains unchanged after hearing similar news. Study author Kate Ratliff of the University of Florida explained, there's some evidence that men automatically interpret a partner's success as their own failure. That's from a report published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. In one experiment, college students were told their partners scored in either the top 12% or the bottom 12% in a test of problem solving and social intelligence. How their girlfriends performed didn't affect men's reported self-esteem, what they told researchers, but when given a test to determine how they felt subconsciously, it was clear that men whose partners performed well experienced a drop in self-worth.
Oh.
The subconscious testing involved quizzing participants on what adjectives they used to describe themselves. But the same did not hold true for women whose self-esteem wasn't affected by their partner's success. In fact, women reported feeling happier about the relationship when their men succeeded.
Okay.
And why is this?
It made me sad. I don't know.
Well, it could be because men tend to be more competitive than women. That's a suggestion. A similar argument is that self-esteem might be impacted when one fails to fulfill the roles ascribed to one's gender. That's according to the report. So
I blame society.
Yeah, it's fair. I think a lot of guys, when it comes to success in a relationship, think of it as a zero-sum gain. So if she's having a ton of success and I'm not having the same success, at least
she took it.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like there's a cosmic yin yang to it. It's like the universe took it, I guess.
I wonder how this feels if like it's friends, like a guy and his guy friend, and the guy friend succeeds, and women and women friends, if it's the same outcome. Men are jealous assholes.
Well, I don't think men are jealous. I think men are competitive, and I don't think. I mean, you feel like if you're doing something with one of your friends, I know I'm very competitive. And I know if me and my friend are doing something, and even if it's something that I don't really care that much about, if they do a lot better at it, I do kind of feel like, damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could have kicked his ass.
Well, there's competing against people, and there's just you're living your life, and they're living their life, and you're bitter because they did something
well. And the
successful.
The other thing about this is it's college students.
Yeah, that's
and
true, too.
To be fair, I don't think people who are college students are necessarily the most mature. Sure. Hold on. Okay, so that was kind of my point. I mean, it's kind of weird that your study would be college students. I think if you were to ask people who are married and in their 30s and 40s, you would probably get a little bit of a different outcome.
I agree.
Although I'm 38, and I can say that my self-esteem does take a hit when Ted kicks my butt at Boggle.
Well, see, there you go.
It's all different.
That's why we have that game, and I'm not good at it, or those kind of word games.
Is Rob good at
Scrabble? Yes, he's very good at them, and I just get angry.
Does he put extra U's in letters and then get more points on Boggle?
Oh, is this a thing? Is it we open a thing?
Like British thing?
Is this a thing? Wait, what?
No, I was wondering if it was some like...
like something that you
like,
and I do, but oh, no.
You
meant like a British thing.
Like
the
color!
British.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't played in a while.
Okay, it's all good.
I really like that game, Pass the Pigs. Anybody played that? That's fun.
Oh, with little pig dice?
It's not kosher.
Yeah, those are cute.
Fair point.
No, that's not a fair point.
That is a fair point.
It's not fair.
It's not kosher.
Oi.
That's true.
Don't we need a sound drop about Jews again? No, I guess not.
No, we'll just...
Rock lobster!
That's not kosher either. You're rubbing it in.
I am.
Lobsters and pigs.
Hey, I need to ask this.
Maybe.
Do you ladies hate Kate Middleton?
Nope, love her. I think she's amazing.
Because she's back out and she's thin.
Oh. I have to say, though, I was looking at this article, and yes, she looks very thin for having been, you know, given birth 5 weeks ago, but they also have a picture in the article of her with her, like, full-on huge baby bump, like, not even a bump, like, huge, ready to give birth, and her arms and legs look exactly the same. Like, she had one of those pregnancies where she really only gained in her belly.
That isn't her with the bump. That's her right after she gave birth.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's after what she looked like.
Well, nonetheless.
Which made the entire world freak out, because... you don't see that many women like publicly postpartum like that. And so I remember on Jezebel, people were like, what's going on? Why is she like that? That's what they do. And they tell you during the birthing class, they're like, remember, don't just bring like your skinny jeans, because that shit ain't all going to be gone. And women are like, what? Because you leave looking about 6 to 7 months pregnant after you give birth.
Right.
And
okay.
All of it goes away. But it does, like, it goes away pretty quickly.
Yeah.
A lot of it. And she's still wearing kind of a blousey outfit. So I'm
exactly.
sure she still has some stuff going on. Her face looks... good. I mean, less gaunt to me now. I think she can be very thin, you know.
I just mean, so. You know, like, if she had had one of those pregnancies where she just swelled up from head to toe and now she looks like this, we'd be like, oh my god, she's starving herself. But
she
really
was always thin.
Look that
she
different.
Didn't, she never got that
yeah,
much.
She didn't
never
have a
bloaty
much pregnancy.
Weight.
Yeah.
So, it's not, I don't think it's, it doesn't surprise me that she looks like this now. It takes about that much time for most of the really apparent weight to move out of your body.
Yeah.
Now, if you have untreated postpartum depression that causes you to eat a whole bunch of stuff and that goes on for a long time, then you can get that and a whole bunch more back.
Well, that wouldn't be
that
very...
That could go totally different.
That wouldn't be very royal of her.
No, not at all.
Call the royal psychologist. Get this fixed.
They probably have that.
I guarantee they have that.
But I like Kate Middleton.
I like her too.
I like her style also as much, yes. but in a different way as Dita Von Teese.
You know, I like the fact that that neither of you ladies are like, yeah, screw her. Why does she get to bounce back like that?
I think it's great. And that would be the one thing where, I mean, they seem to be living relatively as chill lives as you can.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They're not living in a palace, whatever. They were at a parent's house. But the one thing I'd be like, I do have some money, right? I'm going to need a chef here. All the time to make sure I have because she's nursing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee.
And you were hungry
yeah,
and thirsty like a motherfucker. So, yeah, I mean, if I had all the money in the world, I probably would be in better shape faster because I'd have somebody on hand to make me delicious and nutritious meals.
Well, maybe
anytime.
Pippa could come over and do that, right?
Yeah,
she has that whole like cookbook,
that's
hostess
right.
book,
yeah.
you know? So
yeah, I guarantee that's Pippa, what she does.
Pippa Pig, is that who we're talking about?
No, no. Pippa Middleton.
Oh, yeah,
it's Peppa Pig.
Oh, my bad, sorry.
Come on, Ted, get with the program.
I can't help it.
So it's been a rough time for Khloe Kardashian, who is
thank God we were on to something important.
Who is my favorite? we were just talking about Kate Middleton, for God's sake. How is this?
I don't know.
This is like American
she's slightly
royalty.
More important.
Is she really to America? No, she's not.
She seems to be
America.
I don't think
wildly
so.
But we have
important.
An international audience.
Well, Khloe Kardashian, who is the youngest of the Kardashian girls, the youngest of those three.
She's the youngest.
She's the youngest.
I
yes.
did not know that. I yep. guess because she's the tallest. I picture her as like the big sister.
They go. Their age is inverse to their height. So Courtney is the oldest, then Kim, and then Khloe.
Ah.
And yes, I know all this. And Kendall and Kylie are younger, but they're Jenners.
Wait, there's five of them?
Well, there's four Kardashians. There's Rob, who's the youngest of them all. So Rob is the youngest. Then there's Khloe, Kim, and Courtney. Those are the Kardashians. That's Kris Jenner and Robert Kardashians. Then Bruce Jenner had Kylie and Kendall with Kris Jenner. And then there are his older kids. And the ones that are on the show, he even has more. Because what I found out this past weekend, he said he had, I think, six kids with three different women over the course of 10 years. I'm like, where did that come from?
Utah?
I'm no. like, Jesus. I mean, talk about riding the gold medal. It was just like, boom, I'm going to pregnant him like I'm an infant. I mean, Sean Kemp was putting up those sort of paternity numbers in the 90s.
I feel like I need to apologize to the listeners because this is like the show where... it's like explain everything to Becca that everyone else already knows.
No. I don't know either.
Sorry, everybody.
To be fair, I don't think everybody knows that sort of thing.
And the younger, the Kyle and
Kylie and Kendall,
make me depressed because they're like 16, 17, and they're already doing like bikini shoots and.
Well, to be
they're very pretty.
Let's be fair with this. Kris Jenner, when she was younger, was a very attractive woman, and Bruce.
She's not super ugly now.
No. I mean, but when she was, if you see pictures of her when she was younger, she was very, very attractive. And Bruce Jenner is an Olympic athlete. So they've got really good genes.
Right.
So they are tall and they're thin and they're good looking.
You don't have to go sexualizing that shit when you're under 18.
I'm not saying, but they're models. One of them is a model.
You know what I mean? So, do my little turn.
So what's happening with Khloe?
Well, first of all, her husband Lamar Odom, there have been a bunch of reports that
he's too sexy for rehab.
Yeah, he has apparently been into crack cocaine and they allegedly staged an intervention that he walked out of.
On TV?
No, they canceled that show.
Hey, that show was serious. Intervention was serious.
Who walks out of their own intervention?
A lot of people do, actually.
They do.
Yeah. I guess I have a lot to wonder about interventions.
Well, because they're like surprise confrontations with everyone you know, right? Yeah. So you just come home like, I'm going to make myself a sandwich. And everyone's like, sit down and we're going to tell you how you let us down.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people walk out of that. Ted, if you came back from say, Starbucks with your electric typewriter that Gordy Little sent you, and you walked into your living room and everybody you knew was there and they were like, sit down, Ted, we'd like to tell you about every time you've disappointed us.
Well, if it's about my drug problem, then I guess it's, I don't know.
But if you got a really bad drug problem, you're not really thinking clearly.
You'd be like, hang on, I gotta go get high before I can listen to this. I'll be right back.
So Lamar Odom he's now been arrested for DUI. So he was pulled over going too slow on the freeway last week.
Is this the article that said that he was driving in a serpentine manner?
Yes.
Because I appreciated that as a description. I was like, I can picture that right away. I've never heard that before, but driving in a serpentine manner.
Yeah, he was going 50 miles per hour, which is 15 miles an hour under the speed limit on the 101 freeway near Tarzana. Police report described him as showing objective signs of intoxication. He was unable to perform a field sobriety test, as explained and demonstrated. He did refuse to submit to further chemical tests after his arrest, which is the smart thing to do legally. He would not go ahead and take the test. No drugs and alcohol were found in the vehicle. That's according to TMZ. So he got that arrest. There's a lot of reports of, you know, kind of a rough thing. She's been tweeting like, I wish I were made of stone. Why are people so mean? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I saw that.
So, I mean, I feel bad for her because of that. And then this comes out. Eminem is calling Khloe Kardashian the ugly Kardashian in his new single.
That's not nice.
It's called Berserk, but still.
Oh, I like that song.
You do?
Except for that part of it.
Oh, well, let's take a listen, Ted.
I just heard it once. It reminded me of the Beastie Boys.
Okay, well.
Except mean.
Well, I didn't hear the lyrics very well. Obviously, I feel like an asshole now.
Were you singing along to them, too?
I didn't know the song. I couldn't sing along to it.
Oh, God, it does sound
like the Beastie Boys. I haven't heard it.
It's also the music from The Stroke by Billy Squire. Stroke me.
Stroke.
Yeah.
Hey, he stole styles from people.
Yeah. Let me pull it up for you so you can do the comparison.
I hear it.
Berserk.
Oh, Eminem.
What about him?
Well, is it a sample? I mean, is it?
I can play them at the same time. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So it's a sample then. I mean, that's not.
Yeah, it's a sample.
Well, if a sample is just I'm going to take the music and put new lyrics over it,
that's
then
a Weird Al does.
That is a sample, though. I mean, that is what happens.
Maybe he paid for it. It's okay to find a beat you like and rap over it. I have no beef with that. But I'm not the official.
So anyway, that's it.
I think my O Eminem was kind of like, oh, darn you, Eminem, I like you in spite of myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. He is pretty catchy.
He is catchy.
He is good, but he does seem to, like, every time he's got an album, he always has to pick some
celebrities
current and, celebrity
yeah.
girl to go after and be like, fuck yeah. you, you're a piece of shit.
Well, he's run out of family members, to be fair.
That's true.
You know, he ran out of mom, sister, all of those. He went through all of them, so.
He like a Christina Aguilera and...
Yeah, and Britney Spears and all mm-hmm. that. But I think when you do that, it makes your songs like super dated, like yeah. really fast.
That's true.
Because there's a few other songs, not just Eminem songs, that do that. And
it's like Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like really? There's that, like, do you know that song? It's like, how does it go? It's like, don't give up, you got the music in you. Do you know that song?
Yeah,
they play
yeah.
it on the radio. And it has the whole part of the end that's like, Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson. Yeah. And I'm like, this song is from 1994. Yeah. You know? It's just like, it's dated forever.
It's a snapshot in time.
Yeah, it will. All that ensures that it will come back at another point where people will associate it with and go, oh, yeah, I got to play that then because it's one of those things you got to do.
Aw.
Yeah. You know what else we got to do? Florida Corner. It's time. This first story might make you sad. Sorry.
Everything in Florida Corner always makes me sad.
Even Buttwater Guy?
Eh. Yeah, because, oh.
That was a health hazard.
It
yeah,
is.
That was gross.
Those people
well,
were way too entertained.
Okay.
Let's start with the ladies. A 27-year-old mother is facing criminal charges after leaving her infant with a man who police described as a stranger to her while she shopped at Walmart.
Hmm.
Now, why? What was the circumstance?
Well, Boynton Beach police were called on a Friday afternoon to the Walmart to investigate the report of an abandoned child. The store's customer service rep told police that a man named Piggy Burles left an infant in her care. The man wrote down a phone number and handed it to her and told her that she dropped off a woman at the store and had to leave to go to work. He left the infant with a representative, according to probable cause affidavit. Police found the infant's mother met Burles through Facebook. They had only just met each other face-to-face two times before the Walmart trip, and they usually meet when she needs a ride somewhere. They only knew each other by their online names. Fort went by Keisha and Burles by Jonas. By the way, if you only know people's alias, don't leave your baby with them.
So wait. So she was like, I got to go to Walmart and go shopping, hang out with my baby. And he was hanging out with the baby, and then he was like, oh, shoot, it's time for work. I'm just going to leave the baby at Walmart. Is that what happened?
Basically.
I was having trouble following that, but okay.
Yeah, basically. This was the first time that he had met the infant, though.
So his real name is Piggy?
Yeah, it's crazy. He dropped off Fortin at the store around 1:55 p.m., told her he had to be at work around 4. She told him she'd be quick. According to police, however, he ended up arriving at work an hour late, as she took longer than she said. He showed up about 20 minutes after the police arrived at the store. So,
huh.
Moral of the story, don't leave your baby with someone you met on Facebook.
All right. LinkedIn would probably be better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a professional thing.
I mean, I guess, all right, look, they've met a couple of times. I don't know, maybe they had a rapport, maybe she trusted the guy. Clearly there was a mistake, but I don't, whatever.
Plus, I've left my kid with babysitters on less knowledge.
Yeah, but they have
like references? My friend had like contracted with a service for her wedding, and the sitter showed up, and we were like, okay, bye. We'll be downstairs at the wedding, so I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Be careful with the kids. Why?
Bad idea.
That's what you say.
Hey,
what was she doing for like 4 hours at Walmart?
Taking in the majesty.
It was a super center. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there.
There is a display shed there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she was just like going crazy and was just not crazy, but I mean, just like I need to get away from my kid and just like recoup, and so she was just kind of wandering
around.
That
never
Walmart.
Happened, you know.
My precious baby.
I would hide in the shower when she was an infant.
She
because I couldn't hear her crying if I was in the shower and the water was running.
Let me just be clear though. But Rob was there. It's not like you just went like I can't take you anymore and just went in and turned on the shower to drown it out.
Although to be fair, that's what the baby books say. They're like, if you're gonna lose it, like the baby will be crying for a few minutes. Put the baby in the rocker and like go in the other room if you feel like you're gonna shake your baby.
Well, yeah,
or throw your baby out the window or whatever. These are real feelings that happen, okay? These hormones
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
So, yeah, but I would hide. No, and Rob was there to watch her, but I'd stay in the shower, like, longer and be like, I'm going to shampoo one more time. I don't want to go back to the baby right now.
Well, I just wanted to make it clear that it was...
It's true. This is true. Rob was home.
Yeah, Rob was there taking care of business. And let's not leave out the man. As a Fort Pierce police officer weighed crack cocaine and pills recovered from a man arrested at Walmart... The man yelled at the officer was weighing the drugs all wrong.
Who taught you to tear that scale the right way?
The man, Forrest Lee Adams, said, quote, the reason he knew how to separate slash weigh crack cocaine and pills is because that's what he does for a living. That's according to police records.
Show some professional respect. These are skills.
Police encountered him. He's 30 at August 11th at the Walmart on Fort Pierce. The officer had been watching a man and woman pilfering items by a surveillance video. The woman, who's a 25-year-old, swiped a bunch of bras and clothes for the kids while Ames took a bottle of lemon juice and headed into the bathroom.
Wait, why?
I don't know. He came out holding a needle and lemon juice, which can be used to cut cocaine or heroin for intravenous use. There's your wine.
Oh, I've learned a lot today.
They were eventually stopped. Police recovered crack cocaine and dozens of pills from Ames. Fitzgerald wore two bras from Walmart and had two more in her purse, as well as clothes for children.
Needs a lot of support.
They were both arrested.
Okay.
While weighing the narcotics on the scale at the county jail, Ames yelled from the back of my patrol car that I was doing it wrong. He told me that I needed to press the scale button to grams. According to the report, Ames told me the reason he knew how to separate and weigh crack cocaine and pills is because that's what he does for a living.
As a lawyer, Christiana, do you think that's a good strategy, being honest like that?
They do say it's the best policy.
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, it's not the best policy.
As a lawyer?
Shut it. Isn't there shut it and you do not talk.
You have the right. Embrace
ever.
It.
You have never, ever, ever talk.
But okay. Isn't your sentencing based on the weight of what they found? So, like, what if the guy was, like, totally doing it wrong and, like, making
That's
it come
true.
Out as more? You're like, wait a second.
Get your thumb off the scale.
Yeah.
You bastard.
I guess you don't have to say, I do this for a living. I handle illegal drugs all the time. You could just say, oh, the scale needs a...
Right.
You're
yeah.
Not
you know, this is my...
Calibrate
ho- listen,
that the right way.
Listen, this is just my hobby.
Was that checked
But I've gotten very good at it.
Let me see the weights and measures sticker on that. Come on. Show it to me. Is that current?
All right, now, is this a thing? Headline, sex crazed Polish woman wants to sleep with 100,000 men around the world.
Nope.
It is a thing, right? It's not a trend.
I'll judge.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think it's
she
a thing.
Didn't
I'm sure
reply.
She said.
She's 21. She has a long-term boyfriend and has many crying hoaxes as she touts her attempts to spread her love. The Warsaw, Poland resident says she's already set about her lofty ambitions by sleeping with a modest 284 men for at least 20 minutes each. That's the part where
I like that there she has standards though.
Yeah, you got to last 20 minutes or it doesn't count.
Right.
It's like being on the bull for 8 seconds.
Does that include foreplay? Foreplay jinx.
Foreplay jinx. Wow.
How do you get out of that jinx?
I don't know.
Hey. We now have a title for the show. She's reportedly trying to bed guys from every major city in the world. She says, I want men from Poland, Europe, and around the world. I love sex, fun, and men.
Does Sacramento count as a major city?
Well, not if we don't have an NBA team, so come on.
100,000 men. I hope we're in the top 100,000 as the top cities.
Well, yeah.
Is it just one from each city? I mean, she's already done 284 in Poland.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well,
they could have that many cities, though. Yeah.
Well,
284 major cities in Poland?
I don't know. Well, it's Poland. I don't know how they define major.
That's
relative.
True.
She says in Poland, the subject of sex is still taboo, and anyone who wants to fulfill their sexual fantasies is considered a deviant, a whore, or mentally ill.
Whereas, where is it not taboo?
Pirate hooker.
Yeah.
Imagine it must not be.
So what does her partner think? He's not thrilled, but he has no choice and had to come to terms with it.
He has a choice. He has not to be her girlfriend, boyfriend.
Oh, my God. She's just another thing.
A Facebook page and website have been set up so that her quote-unquote fans and potential conquests can sign up and keep track of her movements. As media coverage of the stunt's gone global, some outlets have speculated as to whether she is for real. The Huffington Post has revealed she has not responded for interview requests. Oh, well, if you haven't responded to the Huffington Post, then it must not be real.
I did the math on this.
Yes.
And if she does one dude a day,
mm-hmm.
27 years.
Well, she's planning to have sex only on weekends, and it's been reported she would have to be engaged in intercourse every Saturday and Sunday for the next 20 years.
That's not...
Different math.
Oh, like for a whole day. Like 20 minutes per day.
Like 20 minutes a day,
She'd be like, I'm just going to sleep here. You guys go for it.
Yeah.
That seems like a great idea.
How did this become a thing that... Oh, whatever.
That's the question.
It's not a thing. It's not a thing. That's how it became a thing, by not being a thing.
Right.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the sound she's going to get used to.
Ah.
So, yeah, and probably I would think at some point it would get inflamed.
It's not a thing. I think the best she can hope for is one of those documentary things they put on like TLC on Sunday afternoons. It's always about someone in a different country, and you're like, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
real sex dolls, huh?
Everybody,
weird.
Yeah, Wilt Chamberlain was like, I slept with 10,000 women. They're like, bullshit, Wilt. And she's going for like 10 times that?
Yeah.
What if she's not, what if it's just some dude or Cats someone trying to get famous just made a Facebook page and...
Well, if they did...
Like, it's not even her.
The pictures that they use, this is a very average-looking female. This is not somebody who looks like, you know, a bikini model or, you know, a Dita Von Teese-looking thing. She just looks like an average... She looks like what you would picture an average Polish chick looking like. So, I don't know.
Babushka.
I wouldn't picture that.
Oh. You wouldn't?
Is she holding a kielbasa? Yes, she is.
That's so racist. So racist.
Is it?
It is.
What race are we talking about?
Is that Polish sausage? I don't even know. Is that where that's from? Is a kielbasa Polish?
Well, I think if you're stereotyping.
No, but I mean, is it could be a Polish food.
It could be. It could be.
Move on.
All right.
Move on.
Fine.
I said the C word.
The Nate Darling Show. Welcome to our little town. Small town news.
All right. It's time to go to small town news. By the way. Hey, everybody, support the show, please. Tell a friend about the show. Go, hey, check out the show. It's funny.
Yeah.
They have things like foreplay jinx.
That doesn't happen anywhere else.
No, nowhere else.
We're still not sure what that is. Yeah. Next week's, is that a thing? Foreplay jinx.
Well, maybe you'll discover in New York.
Ooh.
Foreplay jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Wait, or just Coke.
Well, yeah, never mind.
Probably. Yeah, and
make Becca and Ted in Times Square.
And make sure
they're lost weekend.
Make sure you switch the scale over to grams because it's important.
Yeah, right. We learned it's an educational show.
Yeah, we learn things here. We do. The other way to support the show is shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It saves you big money, and we appreciate it. Hey, big news from Bangor, Maine.
Banger, I don't even know her.
Yeah.
Rubber bullet.
Get this. This is a scoop by Emily Burnham from the Bangor Daily News staff.
What a scoop.
The vacant building at 735 Main Street in Bangor will soon have a new tenant who hopes to reverse the trend of open and closed restaurants inhabiting the space. Chris Jones, owner of Miguel's Mexican Restaurant on Hogan Road.
There you go.
Plans to open the Whistling Pig Smokehouse on October 16th.
Aww.
Serving a blend of Memphis, Texas, Kansas City, Carolina, and other styles of barbecue.
You can't do that all in one place.
Made by chef and pitmaster Kevin Hayes.
You have to commit. Those barbecues fight each other.
Yeah, well, apparently. Well, if there's only one barbecue place in town, I guess you can. The Main Street building has housed an array of eateries over the past 30 years, including Seguino's, Guinness and Porcelli's, Perry House, and most recently, the Market Bistro, which closed nearly 2 years ago.
This is like the barbecue equivalent of a Walmart, where you take all those things that could be independent types of barbecue restaurants, and you put them all in one.
Well, Chris Jones...
And then you leave your baby that... No, I don't know what's happening.
You leave babies to go eat some pig.
Chris Jones, who says, I've been here 6 years with Miguel's, and we've been watching Bangor grow and grow. First with the casino and then concerts and now the Cross Center. It's a much more favorable location to open a restaurant now than 3 or 5 or 10 years ago. So there you go.
What if they have any vegan options?
I'm guessing no.
Oh.
At the smokehouse.
Maybe.
It is going to be a...
Hush puppies.
You can smoke tofu.
They say it's going to be a... But nobody does. At least not a bit... A real barbecue joint is probably not catering to vegans.
I understand.
Saying.
Cornbread.
It's going to be affordable, and it's going to be something the whole family can enjoy, unless they're vegans. If you look at cities just in Maine, there's barbecue everywhere.
Collard greens.
There's 8 places in Augusta, 4 or 5 in Bar Harbor. I'm sorry, Bahaba.
Sweet potato pie.
And at least 10 in the Portland area. Bangor is still a new market, so there's definitely room for growth. So, yeah, go ahead. It's a fusion style of barbecue that no one will like because it can't pick one. They're also going to have a full bar. Southern-style desserts such as peach cobbler and pecan pie.
Yum.
They just ordered a big old hickory smoker that can hold 950 pounds of meat.
What? Oh. No. Oh, my God.
They're going to do brisket, pulled pork, chicken, sausage, ribs, the whole array.
Murder.
No
Mass murder.
Absolutely no mention of your tofu in there. It's just going to be...
950 50 pounds.
That's like a meat, whole cow. Meat, actually, a small cow. It's an apocalypse.
Yes.
It's going to be
Cowschwitz. It's Cowschwitz.
Oh, no.
It's going to be some sort of delicious, so enjoy it. So that's small town news.
Nate is positively dancing in his seat, and I am like wincing and cringing. Once again, the dichotomy of Nate and Becca's. Like,
it's true.
Yeah. We agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, except most of the world's on my side.
Not for long. It's the tide is turning my way.
Sure it is. Keep telling yourself that.
I don't know if majority mentality is always the best gauge of what's right and what's wrong. But that's what's
But it is the best gauge of what's tasty.
I guess that is.
Yeah.
That's true.
What's tasty?
What's tasty?
Yeah. Barbecue's tasty.
Free range.
So
barbecue
anyway.
Is tasty because of the sauce. You can barbecue lots of things.
Even tofu.
But if you barbecue well, the meat doesn't need the sauce. And that's the difference.
Or
if you're burying it in sauce, see, that's why people get food poisoning, because they rely on sauce and stuff to cover it. And it's like, nah. So there you go.
I don't know if I follow that logic.
He's saying don't eat meat, it'll make you sick.
I have to go buy a brisket now.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, it's still like in front of Becca?
Yeah.
I don't mind offending her. I'm a vegetarian, but she's more bothered by it than I am.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to New York. I don't care. You eat all the meat you want. I'm leaving this town.
They eat meat in New York, I think, too.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, but they have way more vegan food.
Yay.
And if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere.
It's up to you, New York. And you too, Becca.
You know what? We can't, much like Miley Cyrus, we can't stop. But we have to, because that's the end of this week's shows. Have a lovely weekend. Next week, the Pettigrews sitting in for Ted and Becca, who will be having a New York adventure with things that don't involve meat. Well, mostly. I'm sure there'll be some things that involve meat, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Foreplay jinx.
Yeah.
Home Depot, New York.
I bet they have one there.
Well, they probably do.
You can do a live,
in
a
Brooklyn.
Live shot from.
Yeah, just find a Home Depot in Brooklyn and go in the shack and do it. Although I'm pretty sure there they would just get to tell you, hey, get the fuck out of the shed, yeah? Because it's New York.
Yeah.
Very different. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. You guys have a safe trip, and we'll see you all next week for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. You see?